Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's right. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. I want to say good morning. It's always a nice way to start off the week. Oh, good morning. It's another Monday. We're back at work. We're getting ready to get through the week. But we have to start it after that debacle of a weekend. Just an absolute, honestly, an embarrassment of a weekend from our Philadelphia Phillies, getting swept by the lowly Pittsburgh Pirates, a Pirates team that even after the weekend is 14 games under 500 after the sweep. So a full weekend of wins for the Pirates are still 14 games under. This Phillies team, though they are 9 games over 500, feels like they're 9 games under. Just a disastrous weekend for this team on so many levels. Obviously, the on-the-field product was a total travesty of what we saw. We'll go through it all, you know. And then the Bryce Harper injury, which probably the biggest news of the weekend, potentially the most consequential news of the weekend, as we learned that Harper had been playing through a wrist injury for some time and has been fighting through it. And, you know, is now on the 10-day IL. We'll get to some of the audio from Bryce. He certainly doesn't sound incredibly optimistic about the wrist, about the potential to get back quickly, about something that has bothered him for a long, long time, it appears. So 215-592-9494, a lot to get into as we, you know, break this thing down, as we you'll react to a disappointing Phillies weekend. Rhea Hughes with me today as well. Rhea, I can imagine you're probably not coming in too psyched today.
No, as you know, as I was texting you yesterday and said, felt like homework. It absolutely felt like homework. Here's the saying. You know the saying, James. When people tell you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
That is who this Phillies team is. They're streaky. They're all going to be super hot at the same time, super cold at the same time. And that, unfortunately, it's happened in the playoffs, but this is what is happening now. And this is everybody. And I don't want to hear Bryce Harper's out. There are highly paid veterans on this team, okay? You've got Schwarber. I mean, I know Schwarber's been great most of the year, but, you know, he's not hitting. Trey's been okay, all right? I'm not, you know, not going to go nuts. You know, Castillo, none of them are hitting. None. I don't care what you do with the lineup. And I'm not the biggest Rob Thomson fan. I don't think this is on him. I think this is roster construction.
Yeah, it's a very flawed baseball team right now. And look, we see it when Harper's out. They're an absolute disaster of a lineup.
Seven
straight losses without Harper. They don't score runs when he's not in. Look, even when he's in, I mean, you go around the diamond outside of Harper, Trey, as you mentioned, and Schwarber. You know, Castellanos is maybe average. Everyone else is below average to worse. Like, we have a bunch of zeros around the lineup. The catcher is a zero. The second baseman disappointingly, has been a zero. The third baseman doesn't hit for any power. He's 6'5", and the ball, the guy can't hit the ball past the, you know, the left fielder.
He didn't enjoy that double play. Oh, game ending. What has he got, like 100?
Most predictable double play in the history. I was like, oh, 2-on-1 out? Oh, bums up. Game over. It was so
predictable. Take a pitch. Let Trey steal and get the third.
Absolutely. Max Kepler has been a zero. The center field position has been a zero. John Ritchie, good morning.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, sorry. What the heck?
Lost track of time there for a
minute. I did. I lost track of time.
I wanted to cover for you.
I'm looking at the facts.
I was like, I usually go to John here. I'll go to Rhea.
I was so shocked. I'm doing myself in here. You're like, Rhea. And I look over and I go, where the hell's John?
I'm like, I'm by myself in here.
Why didn't someone give me a heads up? I'm right in the meeting room.
I was telling
here.
People to go grab you. So
what happened? So I'm over in the meeting room because my fact was boring. My fact
that
was
happens.
Boring. And then I got lost learning about this Chicago Exposition World's Fair in 1893, which I had to know if Chicago won this big competition. The point was, my fact is, Chicago is not the Windy City because it's windy. It's not the Windy City because it's weather-related in any way. I had no idea. We're about to play the Cubs, by the way. So we... back in 1893, the politicians were fighting against New York City and Washington, D.C. and other cities, other major cities in the U.S. to win the competition to host the Columbian Exposition in 1893 for the World's Fair, because it would reinvigorate the city and, you know, infuse it with a lot of, you know, economic boosts. So the Chicago politicians were considered windbags by the other newspapers everywhere else around.
Dude, that's a really great. See, it was worth the extra couple minutes you came through the great fact.
I don't know. I don't know if it was worth it. But anyway, it's not a great Monday to talk
no.
Baseball.
So you weren't here, but that's that. I started by saying I want to say good morning, and I can't. Getting swept by the Pirates. They've lost 9 of 10 games, John Ritchie. The Harper injury, which, you know, we'll dive into how serious we think that is. We'll hear from Bryce Harper, who talked about the injury Saturday after, you know, being put on the IL. But, you know, where are you at after, you know, probably, again, I know that it's not the worst record they've had this year, but right now with the injury, with the way they played this weekend with the 9-10, it feels like the low point of the season somehow. Where are you at with this team?
The floor dropped out really fast, it feels like. I do feel like this has to be the nadir. Is that the word for it?
Yeah.
The opposite of
the bottom,
the zenith, the nadir, it can't get worse. Right now, our best player is managing an issue, a medical issue that was there last year, which is a whole other problem in itself. But I'm assuming he knows how to manage that thing properly, because he does have experience with it. Doesn't make it easier to manage, doesn't make this a good situation. But I do feel like, okay, this 10 days or whatever the stint is going to be on the IL, let's hope he can hit the ground running. Let's hope that Zach Wheeler, coming back from paternity leave, can give us the boost we need to just get back on the right track here. It's bleak. I mean, the play has been poor. And when it's just when it's the bats that are the issue, it's not the starting pitching, it's not the bullpen in
most cases.
Other than
the Lizardo thing,
It's been ugly to watch, too. Like, disheartening to watch, because there's no spark. There's no action, you know.
Totally.
Like, when
they look lifeless.
When your points are scored on runs that aren't earned, as you know, Brandon Marsh barrels home as the errant throw at second, you know, goes into center field. That's not exactly how I expected to be scoring. That was our whole offense yesterday. That was our production. A mistake. So I wish, I hope that you. I know Zach Wheeler is the pitcher we need to get things back on track. And it just so happens he's going to be rip-roaring, ready to go, plenty rested,
Pitchers the last 2 days have been fine.
Yeah,
I mean, they just can't hit.
And even the bullpen game on Friday, you know, we're expecting they got to put up a 10 spot to win, and they lose 5-4. And
they actually scored four runs.
Yeah, which was a miracle. And they've scored two runs over the last 23 innings. You know, they put up one run in game two in the first inning of that game, score 1-1 the rest of the series. You know, they got outplayed by
bad Pirates team who's got Paul Skeens. And it feels like we always see Paul Skeens a lot.
And even then, they're in the game. They have a chance to beat Paul Skeens. Like, the pitching kept them in it. Ranger was really good.
Sanchez was really good.
Like, the starting pitching this weekend was good. That's not the reason they lost. The bats have gone completely silent. And obviously, that's concerning in the sense that was our biggest concern coming into the season. The last few playoffs, we know that when the bats go cold, it can end the season.
Well, this is a good time for this to be happening, all things considered, if they can bounce back.
The question is this offense good enough? Like, what this weekend felt to me wasn't just it wasn't a good team having a bad weekend. This felt to me like we're seeing the flaws in this team right in front of our face. Again, go around the diamond. Outside of Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper when he's healthy, and Castellanos, I guess, to hit some singles, you know, who do you count on? Who do you believe in this line? I mean, Bryson Stott has been awful. Awful. He can't lead off anymore. They have to move him out of the leadoff spot. I mean, since May 1st, he's batting under 200. Max Kepler has been a hole in left field. I mean, he is a disastrous offensive player for this team. JT looks cooked, looks done offensively. Boehm is a singles hitter, a 6'5 monster of a singles hitter. The center field position
is what we thought it was. Does it feel like Alec Boehm is spite swinging still? Like, does it feel like he's still doing that thing where he's not seeing pitches the way he's capable? Yes.
First and second, one out, first pitch, ground ball, double play. Like,
there you go. That's
first
what I'm saying.
Pitch.
Doesn't that feel like that needed to be addressed? That was a problem that we knew was a problem 3 months ago. Well, actually, no, last season, if you'll recall. So what was done? Because I'm seeing the same ill effects in Alec Boehm's play that got him in trouble, got him benched.
This is why we wanted to trade him in the offseason. Remember,
so
we were battling with Joe.
There? Yeah. I was very concerned for Alec Boehm's contagiousness. Like, if it would be spreading. I don't know if that's part of this. I don't know if there's discontent that's boiling, simmering under the surface. I know losing does, you know, 9 out of 10 does breed some level
usually,
of discontent. People
not
aren't
super
feeling
psyched.
Great. People are trying to do too much when you got a situation like this. And the only thing that pulls you out of it is just, you know, winning.
215-592-9494. Where are you at with the Phils? Where's the, you know, the panic meter? Honestly, this feels like a morning where, you know, if you call me and tell me you're panicking about the team, I'm not going to fight you. I think this is a morning to really step back and say, what do we have with this Phillies team? Are they good enough? There was a report over the weekend, which we'll get into, that the Phillies are going to be aggressive at the trade deadline. I saw that report. My first thought was, should they?
Yeah.
Should they? Are we sure that we want to be aggressive at the trade deadline? This team might not be good enough. Where are you at with this team? The offense, the Lizardo thing, the bullpen issues, the Bryce Harper injury, which again, we'll play some audio from Bryce Harper, from Rob Thompson, give you a feel of what that injury is, how long he could be out, what that can mean for the team. There's so much to dive into this morning on the Phils. Get on the line now, 215-592-9494. Plus, coming up, we're going to tell you how your last chance today, last chance to win tickets to come to a Phillies game on Wednesday. Lizardo's next start,
by the way. I wasn't going to point that out while you were promoting the tickets.
Interesting game to go to. We'll tell you how you can win those tickets coming up next as well. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
I love my dog, Chaney. It's my job to make sure he is happy and healthy in the place where that can happen. They can make it happen for you and help you with anything for your pets is Dogs and Cats Rule. The lead dog, George Perante, will tell you the place to not only get help for your pets, but many solutions for your pets' needs is at the Dogs and Cats Rule Stores. So if your pet, maybe your pet's got dietary restrictions, maybe allergies. That's what my dog suffers from. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule are the best trained in the business to help you with all of that. It's that time of year to start thinking about natural flea and tick prevention. Also, probably going to be outside more with your pets. So freshen up your outdoor toys. Maybe get a new ball launcher, something to tug on. They've got an amazing selection of food at Dogs and Cats Rule. Large selection of raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, dehydrated, and premium kibble and canned. Visit Dogs and Cats Rule. They've got 7 neighborhood locations. Princeton and Pennington in New Jersey, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope in Pennsylvania. For more information, online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out this morning as we react to a disastrous weekend for the Philadelphia Phillies. Worst weekend of the season, despite the record. Losing.
They did get swept the weekend before.
You're right, yeah. I mean, but this,
this is worse.
To the Pirates.
Oh, to the Pirates,
a Pirates team that's one of the worst in baseball and kind of a lifeless effort. The offense going cold. 9 of 10 they've lost. It is not a great time to be a Phillies fan right now. As I think the real question today after that weekend, and 215-592-9494 to chime in, coming to the phones in a sec. But, John, I think the big question that you ask yourself after this weekend and after the 9 of 10 and, you know, losing Harper and all that is – Is this just a downstretch like happens in baseball?
Yes, I do believe
that.
Or
is this team not good enough? Because I'm starting to look at this team and say, you know what? They might not be good enough.
I feel like you sort of count on this coming and you know it's coming, and then it hits you like, you know, in the side of the head hard, and you're mad at the team, and it feels like there is no tomorrow. There is still no tomorrow, but then we know Rocky beats Apollo when they run on the beach then in the next scene,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, three scenes later.
I'm not feeling that.
There was a tomorrow. We need to, on that beach in South.
We need an Apollo to let us win in this analogy here.
In that beach race, in the slow motion footage.
No way he beat him, you know, of his own volition.
Man, trying so hard to make it look like he was exerting himself. No, this team does have a lot of talent that has been dormant or not here, incapable of playing. I'm worried when your manager, who normally doesn't get worked up about much of anything, says says an injury's scary. That causes distress in everyone's heart. It sets our hearts aflutter the wrong way, and I don't know what that means. But I do know that this guy's a pro, that he's tough, and he's going to manage this because he managed it before, and here we are again. It's going to have to be addressed medically, apparently, at some point. Maybe, I don't know what they're doing now, but 10 days, we'll see how it looks when he comes back energized, let's hope, because we need some sort of spark. And I do think a stopper like Zach Wheeler can be a little something that gives you that lift, because we need all the emotional support we can get right now.
215-592-9494 coming up in a little bit. We'll let you hear from Bryce Harper on that injury. The injured wrist, apparently been dealing with it for a little while. He talked about it after being put on the IL. We will let you hear from Bryce Harper, Rob Thompson, about the injury. But your thoughts on the team, the injury, the weekend, where you're at with the Phillies right now. Also coming up in a couple minutes, we'll tell you how you can win a chance to come to the Phillies game on Wednesday with us as a show. The entire show will be down there. We'll tell you that coming up in a couple minutes. Let's go to the phones and start off in Wilmington with David. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. This team absolutely sucks. Kevin Long needs to be fired today. We need to set the tone.
Yeah, look, I don't know whether firing the hitting coach or not does much for teams, but I'm with you. I don't know why Kevin Long is still here. We are still seeing the same offensive problems that we've seen pretty much the entirety of his time here.
Yeah, the younger guy.
Who's gotten better?
They're not younger anymore. Stott.
Who's gotten
Boehm.
Better? Any of these guys. Has Boehm gotten better?
No.
Has Stott gotten better? Has
no.
Marsh gotten better? Has Rojas gotten better? Like, David, none of these guys have gotten better. So, I don't know that firing Kevin Long fixes things or not, but I'm right there with you, pal. I would fire him today.
Bryson Stott has two hits all month. Like, why is he playing every day? Like, why not?
Why is he still leading off? Yeah. I know that over the weekend less, but like, he's been leading off for a month and a half. You know, it's like, what are we doing here?
And keep playing the musical chairs in center field. Like, I can't take it anymore. Like, Dombrowski needs to do something. Like, you got to have a great deadline because this team sucks right now.
David, great call. And that's the question. Look, there was the report, dive more into it as the show goes on, but Bob Nightingale in an article over the weekend had the following. The Philadelphia Phillies, Seattle Mariners, Chicago Cubs, and San Diego Padres are expected to be the most aggressive teams at the trade deadline. The Phillies will be looking for a center fielder and bullpen help, and goes on about the other teams.
Kind of something they should have handled before the season.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
They have one competent major league outfielder.
Yeah, you're right.
One.
Yeah, yeah. The one, that's it. Yeah, without a doubt. They have one competent major league outfielder. You're right. And
I liked Kepler.
He's been awful.
He's been terrible. He's been a disaster.
When
I read that report.
But there's hope.
But that's my question.
For Kepler.
Is there? My question with this team. Like,
why
I hear that report,
not?
And my first thought is, do I want them to trade anything of value? Like, Mick Abel, we're not even talking about Painter, Miller, Crawford, Arun Escobar, like these top tier prospects they have. Like the next tier, the Mick Abel's, like, I'm not sure I want them to trade Mick Abel from what I've seen from him right now for this group right now. Do I think that I'd rather give up the next 6 or 7 years of Mick Abel for a shot with this group? I don't know. And that's the question we find ourselves in. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we're going to tell you how you can win a chance to come see the Phillies with us on Wednesday. The entire morning show will be going down. We'll be hanging out.
Zardo's not going to give up 20 runs.
He won't. We won't allow it. We're going to talk to Jesus before the game and make sure that he brings it for us.
Undo the cornrows.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Not so far. We'll be down there. You know, Ben Davis, Ruben Amaro, a bunch of people.
How about Ben's son?
What happened with
Louisville? Tate, they're going to the World Series.
Hey!
It's a nice place.
Congratulations.
Had a couple hits.
That's really,
nice
really
awesome.
Very, very
had
cool.
Had the last defensive play of the
so
day.
So if you see Ben on Wednesday at the game, if you win the tickets, you can tell him congratulations. All right, we're going
to
tell you.
Or he could be on his way to Omaha.
That's true, too. Yeah, yes. Maybe you won't see Ben. Yes. Either way, we will be telling you in 1 minute how you can win that prize.
If you're looking for the perfect gift for dad this year for Father's Day, I highly recommend a Wild Fort gift card. I promise you, dad will love it. A Wild Fort gift card won't disappoint. Whether dad's a grill master or never cooks at all, Wild Fort's Forkies will help dad select and prepare a steakhouse quality meal at home. Dad will be amazed by Wild Fort's huge selection of quality meats and seafood at unmatched prices, like USDA Choice Angus bone-in beef cowboy steak, only $13.98 a pound, or USDA prime beef picanha, only $9.98 a pound, just like at the Brazilian steakhouse. They even have the best desserts, like the chocolate mousse cake. I love the molten lava cakes. Don't knock them till you try them. Father's Day, it's June 15th. It's coming up soon, so head to one of their greater Philadelphia retail locations today. Grab a gift card for dad, and while you're there, you can do a little shopping for yourself. Dad can shop in-store or online at Wild Fork Online for same-day delivery to his door. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
All right, so in addition to your Phillies calls today, you have a chance to come to a Phillies game with us. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets to join the WIP morning show. That's all of us, Joe, John, Rhea, me, and everyone who is, Devin will be down there, everyone involved with the show, to see the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs this Wednesday. That is upcoming this Wednesday, June 11, 2025, for a 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. For tickets, visit phillies.com, or you can just win them here. And we always have the best time at these games with listeners. We get to hang out. We chat the whole time. It is an awesome, awesome experience. And this is your last chance to win them on this show. How you do that? John, I was watching one of our favorites this weekend for, you know, DeCamera style, you know, many times, but I think worth it. Watching The Matrix again for the first time in a few years. And just as great.
The
as,
movie
you know,
that
it's
he
just
watched
and
then
forgot,
the next
yes,
day
that's
had no idea who the character Neo
correct.
Was.
Didn't he say
yes.
it was Denzel?
Yeah. No, he just couldn't remember the name
oh, okay.
Neo. Yeah, and he might have thought that Morpheus was Denzel over the years. Who knows? but it's just amazing. Like, it holds up. It's awesome. But one of the things I'm thinking as I watch it, because, you know, I just watch a movie from the 70s. It's now all over the place. The Matrix is timeless, man. Like, it could have been made in any year, in 100 years from now. We'll watch The Matrix and be like, yep, that looks like it could have taken place whenever, wherever. It is the yeah. themes, everything. It's perfect. It's timeless. So in honor of The Matrix today, you can win the Phillies tickets by giving us the answer to who or what is timeless. Best answer will win the tickets to come to the game with us. John, who or what's timeless?
First thing that comes to mind, it the antiquatedness when you watch The Wizard of Oz coupled with the, I don't know, it's just, it's always entertaining mm-hmm. and modern and in its own way. It's spectacular and timeless. And that's a movie I'll DeCamera out with.
Love it. Most people do. Rhea Hughes. Who or what is timeless?
So I just recently watched a documentary on this person on Apple. Came out last year. Steve Martin.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you remember, like, meteoric rise
sure.
in the late 70s
yeah,
and 80s.
And
like,
SNL
one of the biggest
the thing,
stars.
Sure.
Hosted it 16 times.
It's crazy.
Which is wild. And then I fell in love with him all over again in Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, it's a great
which
show.
I'm a huge fan.
And
of.
He's also got the timeless thing because his hair's always been white.
So
it really does.
Yeah. Martin
sure hasn't
said
aged the whole
yeah.
time. You know, it's wild.
He's looked 70 since he was 30,
yes.
so he looks the same.
It's a great answer for timeless. Who or what's timeless? Fran Rojas producing the show today. Fran, give us something timeless.
I'm sure we get a lot of music picks today. I'm going Beatles. Beatles music, 1,000%
yeah,
timeless.
Like potentially the best music answer. A great one. You could also do a what in addition, obviously, those type of things. But you can get creative. We love creative answer on the show. I'll give you something timeless. How about a cup of coffee and a newspaper in the morning or a book or whatever you want to say. But a cup of coffee and something
it's
to read.
My favorite thing in the morning.
Timeless,
the
right?
coffee. I love it.
Forever. It'll work forever. Yep. Give us something timeless. Who or what? Best answer. Win the prize. All right, coming up next, we'll let you hear from Bryce Harper on the injury from Rob Thompson. I have an Eagles question for you. Plus, again, your chance to win the tickets with the best answer. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, John, you and I have both had our new windows from Window Nation for a little while now, and beyond keeping my house comfortable, the thing that really strikes me is the quality, because they feel so secure and so solid.
I know exactly what you mean. That's the confidence that comes with their 50-point factory inspection and a lifetime warranty. Plus, their installers are true specialists, many with over 15 years of experience. They installed my windows while I took a nap. It was a very productive nap day.
Apparently very productive. And that's no wonder why they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Besides being able to install John's window while he was doing a nap, they've got over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country. And they're not just a company. They are experts you can genuinely trust.
And for anyone who wants the same trust and quality, Window Nation is making it incredibly easy. Buy 4 windows, you get 4 more completely free. And if you replace a whole house full of windows, they'll give you a free exterior door.
Plus, you can do it all now and not worry about the bill. Get 2 years with no payments, no interest, and no money down. Hurry, sale ends June 30th. Do not overpay for windows. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Joe DiCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas reacting to a disastrous weekend of baseball for the Phils. As they lose 3 games by 3 runs. You can't wow. Come closer to winning without winning than the Phillies did in those games against a disastrous, awful Pirates team. Just an awful weekend.
It was an awful weekend, huh? Baseball-wise. The one thing, sorry to interrupt, I was just thinking Creed, the band.
Mm.
Creed, the band. Mm. Are they making a comeback?
I don't know. The afternoon show is trying to do everything cool they can to bring
really?
Him back. Yeah. No, I don't think they're cool. I think it's, I try and tune out at 5:30 when they all sing Creed. But
here's
you know.
The thing. My kids are listening to Creed, like, independent.
So it's like a Gen Z thing, maybe? It's coming back around?
I don't know. They were listening
to sister
Creed.
Does too.
I was about to say, Fran Ross, closer to that age than us. Fran, is this a thing?
What's going on with Creed?
I don't know. My little sister's 15. She likes Creed. She likes Radiohead. She likes all these, like, yeah.
Wow. Well,
you know? it's because they're tied into the Radiohead stuff. Because, you know, like, My Own Prison. Do you remember that song by Creed? My Own Prison. This is way, way back.
I never listened to Creed.
I only know the higher song. That's it. That was the only Creed song.
I didn't know anything before.
My Own Prison.
It's the only one I know.
My Own Prison was an awesome song. Uh-huh. I think it was the one that really, like, put them on the map. And my kids now know that. Mm. I think maybe they're becoming popular just for being kind of good.
Okay.
Which, I don't know.
I don't know about being good, but.
Yeah, I think they're not good. I like that song,
My Own Prison.
I'll come back with it if it's good. I'll come back with it if it's bad.
Thank you, Fran.
It's like
I trust your judgment.
Renaissance.
Yeah. I'm good on Creed. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get to what happened this weekend. But your calls on the Phillies. Where are you at after a disastrous weekend with this team? Are they good enough? I mean, I'm starting to think that, you know, it's not just 9-10. It's not just a weekend that this team, especially without Harper, isn't good enough. We'll let you hear from Bryce Harper himself about his injury coming up as well. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chris in Ben Salem. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, Chris. Well.
Good. Wow.
I'm sad in some ways, happy in others. Frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to lash out.
All right. Well, I'm probably not going to help you here, John. I think there's too many holes, or, like, you need change out of this team. Like, a team that's going to be fighting for the World Series doesn't need, you know, Bryson Stott to be better, Alec Bohm to be better, you know, the three veterans, Castellanos, Harper, and JT to be playing better. Like, and then the outfield sucks defensively. You know, Trey stinks defensively. And it's just like an aging, it looks like a lot of aging veterans that are falling apart, or not falling apart, but, like, on the downside of their career. And, like, to bank on them having to be better, or, like, find the fountain of youth, I think it would be foolish for Don Browski to go all in. And I honestly think they should start by peeling off Wheeler and seeing what they can get.
Well, and that, look, it's not, I don't love hearing that. It's not an insane thing to say. I don't know that I'm there yet, Chris. I'll give him a little more time to try and right the ship. But look, when you look around the diamond and you look at it, to your point, I mean, Bryce Harper turns 33 in October. 33. Yep. How crazy is that?
Playing since he was 19.
Yeah, Trey's 32 or about to be 32. You know, all these guys, to your point, Chris, when you look around, you know, at the lineup, it's like, oh, wow, JT's, what, 34 or 35? I mean, these guys are all at that. That's what happens, right? In the mid-30s, early 30s, even sometimes for some players, like, they start to decline and sometimes fall off a cliff. And, Chris, you could be right, especially when the guys who are supposed to bridge the gap, the Stotts, the Bohms, have also declined. That's when it's, like, hard to see how they pull themselves out of it.
Yeah, and, like, the last thing I want to see, and anyone wants to see, is, like, Don Browski go and trade a Mick Abel or Justin Crawford, you know, for, like, a non-elite but a good reliever, like a who was Jack's boy? Corey Knebel, with the high spin rate on the curveball.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And the flat fastball that just got tattooed all over the yard. Like, you know, that'd be the worst possible thing that they could do right now. And I do think that, like, if this continues for another couple weeks, they have to really take a look at, you know, because if they trade Wheeler, that's where their position of strength is.
You could get something real for Wheeler. I agree.
Yeah,
with you.
Right. Think? Yeah.
He's signed through, you know, more than just this year. Yeah, there's... If they want to go
does
that route.
Does he have no trade? Or
So he's not a 10-5 guy, I don't think he has a new trade clause, so no. Chris, you got an answer for us for who or what is timeless?
Timeless is going to be the 2017 Eagles Super Bowl.
It's a good answer. It'll last forever. Now, you know, not super creative, you know, pandering and whatnot, but a good answer. 215-592-9494, but you can hear the defeatism in Chris's voice. I was not expecting the was it second call of the day to say trade Wheeler?
Go, well, that, that's what
but
this
it's not
week,
crazy.
It's what, the, you know, when you and I were talking yesterday, I said, you know, I had to watch the game. Okay. Well, I was listening to it.
Yep.
And I told you I was cleaning. I abused my poor counter because it was, I do angry cleaning really
sure.
well.
Yeah.
And so it was very angry. But, you know, I had friends of mine who are like, I didn't even watch. They text me and go, oh, did the Phillies win today? I didn't even watch it.
That's
like,
tough.
They were just like, they're like, they've ruined my, you know, they made me angry all weekend. I'm not even going to bother with them on Sunday because they went, oh, it's Skeens. What are you going to do anyway?
Yeah, and look, who knew they had a chance, and they just, you know, lost another close one. All right, let's get to a lot of other things that happened this weekend. Let's get to the window to the weekend.
Yeah, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com.
All right, actually, a lot happened this weekend. Obviously, the Phillies' disaster of a weekend. Phillies are 4.5 games behind the Mets to open the day. Standings-wise, sports-wise, though, there was some other stuff this weekend. OKC wins game 2 last night.
4.5 is really fast.
I know. It went
2 weeks.
Right? You lose 9 to 10, man. You lose
9-10. They've won 11 of 14.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. 4.5 games. Like, all of a sudden, you know, that's a bit of a hole.
But look where the Braves sit.
The Braves are behind the Nationals.
The Braves are
still.
Like 13 back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, but the point is it's starting to, you know, the Phillies need to pick it up. This is, you could find yourself in
you
a hole.
You can go one
that's,
of two ways right now, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, and to Chris, our caller's point, you know, it's a question of where the next, you know, month plus is going to decide what Dave Dombrowski does, you know, because, you know, if philosophically, I think the organization, we all know this has been a group that's going for it and trying to win and all that. But if the next month looks more like the last 2 weeks than the prior month and a half to before that, you know, it would be crazy for Dave Dombrowski to trade something of value to add to the group. Yeah, so it's a really, really, really big spot for them. In addition to that, OKC wins game 2, so that series 1-1. Also, the NHL Finals 1-1. Wild game. Was it Friday night?
Double overtime.
Both first two games were really good.
The Oilers scored with like 17 seconds left to tie it, and then the Panthers went on to win it. Really exciting stuff. So 1-1 in both those. Plus, the Belmont Stakes. No Triple Crown. Who cares? And the French Open this weekend. I'm going to give our guy Fran Rojas 1 minute. 1 minute to shine, because I did not see the French Open. I went back and watched the highlights. Looked pretty cool, but from what I understand, the Alcaraz Sinner match, one of the great tennis matches of all time, it appears. Fran, a tennis junkie. Fran, I'm giving you a minute to tell us why it was so special.
Yeah, so 5.5 hours, and so it was the third longest match in the Open era.
How long is a match ordinary, average match?
Let's say like three hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Somewhere around there.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, so it was 5.5 hours, the third longest match in the Open era. These are the two guys now. They're 22 and 23 years old.
Wow, so like, they could be the next Federer, Nadal type
Yeah, pretty
of thing.
Much. And they are, Alcaraz already has five
Becker,
slams.
John McEnroe.
Oh, look at you. Love that. Sampras Agassi.
Yeah, so this is like the new rivalry. Alcaraz already has five slams. Sinner already has three. He's been world number one.
At 22? Wow. They're now.
Prolific.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Right off.
Yeah, and the match sucked the first like two sets. It looked like Sinner was going to run the table, and then Alcaraz came back third and fourth, and then the fifth set went to a fifth set tiebreak, went to 10 points, and Alcaraz kind of just ran away within the tiebreak, but it was an incredible all-time match.
Wow.
Did you get
right.
emotion? This is the most emotional I've ever seen.
I know, that's why I went to
him.
I was giving him a little time to get excited.
Dude, I watched all 5.5 hours.
Wow!
Besides having to pee,
exhausted?
Are you more into tennis than anything else in the world?
Baseball's number one, but tennis is number two, right?
Wow, look at that. So. Are you going to coach Joe DiCamera in his match against Jack Fritz, or help him out a little bit?
Well, I was being told I should volunteer to be the umpire.
I would like that, the line judge.
Oh, I like
that. Here's the one thing about tennis.
I can do that too. Remember, I have training.
Oh yeah, I know. You actually caused problems once upon a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boy, the net kid.
Yeah. Running back and forth.
Net, but not just net. I would be net. I would also be back line. So I had some versatility, but I could only do the child things.
Yeah.
On the tennis court, right?
Yeah.
Is that still the way it works?
I have no idea. All I know is that it's really strange that three of the four majors are played on different surfaces.
It is wild.
Is there anything else in sports like that? I mean, the grass, clay, hard surfaces.
And
it's fascinating, right? It's a Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good.
The French Open, they don't. One thing is stupid. All the other majors, they have the Hawkeye, the technology, and the French Open, they don't
because that's the French.
Yeah, it's
because they think you could see it in the clay.
Yeah,
I guess
stupid,
is the
though.
Idea.
Just get the
crazy
technology.
Thing about the women's French Open.
And
was,
congrats to Coco Gauff.
Yeah,
Coco, as well.
That was awesome. Her opponent, Sabalenka, what a poor loser. Joe DeCamera has nothing on her when it comes to
sure
being a
sore
no credit.
Now, she said if her opponent that she beat had made it into the final against Coco, she would have beat Coco.
Oh, that's weak.
I mean, it was so weak.
That's lame.
Totally
that's
lame.
All right, so 215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on any of that, if you want to challenge Fran Rojas's tennis opinions, we'll take those calls. Plus, back to phones in a sec. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. And PFF, prior to the weekend, ranked all the cornerbacks in football. And both Eagles on the list, I think both too low, but they had Cooper DeJean at number 11. And Quinyon Mitchell at number 16, which makes no sense to me. But, you know, I believe it was Middays or Afternoons had a poll about the best defensive player of those guys. Cooper won it. It feels like Cooper, not just having a moment, but Cooper is
he's
really
popular.
Gained, yes.
He's super popular.
And I think Cooper's great. I think Quinyon is a clearly better cornerback, but I want to see where Eagles fans are. So our Twitter poll question today is, who's the better cornerback, Cooper DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell? Richie, your thoughts on that one? Am I crazy to say that Quinyon is clearly better right now?
No.
Okay, good.
I think Quinyon is, man, Quinyon is your lock it down guy. You know, Quinyon is someday Mitchell Island type guy. I know Cooper DeJean had a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Which really helps. I think that makes a big difference for
that,
people, yes.
I think that
one moment
makes Deion Sanders an impossible. Like, Deion Sanders would not be perceived as better than Cooper DeJean if he
right now,
were
at this
playing
night, yeah.
in Philadelphia.
No, that's a good point.
So, it's not gonna change until we see Quinyon make massive plays in massive games.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to see where it goes. So
Rube did a story a couple, that. You know, he does his 10 observations.
Yeah,
he
sure,
did one
of course.
A couple of weeks ago. I think it was the morning of the autism walk. And he said the rock star status that
I don't ever remember someone in an offseason.
Oh, I know my son and all his friends. Like, it's not just like, you know, the girl. The young guys love them.
I texted Elliot. I said, do you think that any Eagle has ever taken more pictures in an offseason
no,
than Cooper DeJean?
I don't think so.
I feel like he's everywhere, taking pictures of everyone at all times. So, yeah, it should be an interesting one because I'm with you. I think Quinyon is – they're both great. You know, I think Quinyon is definitively better. It'll be interesting to see where the poll results go. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to our pal Patrick in Tabernacle. Hey, Pat.
Morning, everybody. How are we doing?
What's up, Patrick? You know,
hey,
Patrick,
much.
It is yep. – amazingly difficult to master the nickel position, the outside corner position. I think there are those who would say, like, it might be more difficult to do what Cooper DeJean has shown a high propensity to be able to
sure.
do, which is, like,
do different
be
things.
A linebacker slash cornerback, which is a crazy concept. I had to put that in there. Like,
no,
so maybe his
thought.
Level of difficulty should be something that we appreciate, that the rankings appreciate and do drive his
it's possible for sure
value up, so to speak.
Yeah, it's possible.
Sorry.
All right, what do you got to say, Patrick?
Well, obviously the Phillies, disastrous weekend, you know, and I'm looking ahead for for the month, and you know, things aren't getting any easier, and you know, I just didn't know which way to go in my head after this weekend because I you know, wasn't really all, you know. In you know, on this season, I'm harkening back to when I was thinking preseason. My hope was that they had a different approach at the plate. That was where my best and Lizardo, the acquisition of Lizardo, and a different approach at the plate. Those were the things that
you were
I had
banking
to hang my hat on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and like obviously Lizardo last two starts, and like all of a sudden we're like kind of in a train wreck. Is how I'm seeing it. It's like, oh my gosh, this thing is really starting to come off the tracks. I don't know where to go. Like, if you're Dombrowski, what do you do? Like, if you wait to the trade deadline, it's going to be too late. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, if you're going to make a move, you better make it now. And making Dombrowski making a move isn't going to resurrect the rest of the season.
Well, that's the thing, Patrick. If you're Dombrowski, I don't even know if you should be making a move. And also, I don't know if there are moves to make right now. I don't know if teams want to trade their pieces now or whether they would rather wait and let leverage increase as the deadline gets closer and teams get more desperate and all
ages of our stars, it is move-making time. It is move-making season. Whether we are playing well currently or not, it's moves. We have moves that must be made.
Well, I don't know.
We have stars.
I don't know if they're good enough.
Who are fading potentially in the next few years, right? Or they're fading now. Maybe that's the problem. I don't think that's the problem. Who knows? This team will buy. This team will not sell. That's crazy to think this group, what's our payroll compared to everyone else?
4th highest in baseball or something like that.
That's reason right there.
Yeah, listen, Dombrowski's got a lot of, he's got a lot of homework to do. And I just don't know, I don't know how open this window is that we have right now. I'm not saying it's shut, but boy, that window is closing by the day. And I just fear before you know it, our season's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Like end of July.
It's concerning, Patrick, especially, again, because it's hard to know, especially in baseball, because, if a team gets hot at the right time, they can go on a run. And, do you give up that opportunity or do you kind of go for it? It's honestly the most complicated go for it or not that I remember in recent years with the Phillies.
I agree.
That's for sure.
I just don't know. And real quick to the I just don't know where he goes, what he does, Dombrowski. But if he does nothing and just stays put, that's we have this team that we have.
No, yeah. That's the issue, Patrick. It's the issue.
Marsh and Rojas and these guys are just, I kept saying up the middle.
Yeah, Patrick,
Turner's doing.
But it's not
like
good enough. Patrick, I'm with you. We're up against. You got an answer for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to go out of the box. How about John Ritchie, man? Like, how about a full moon?
Ooh, yeah, like full moon, pretty timeless, I suppose. Interesting.
Richie
not
month,
feeling as much as Patrick.
I guess it would double entendre.
I don't know.
I don't know.
215-592-9494. I think we could do better. There are better answers out there. Who or what is timeless? You have a chance to come to Phillies Cubs with us on Wednesday. Best answer to who or what is timeless will come with us. 215-592-9494. Reacting to the Phillies. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
Temperatures are rising, and the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that can't keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. But don't worry, call Horizon Services right now, and you can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement, plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services, they are here to keep you comfortable inside, even when it's hot outside, because you should always just be relaxed and stress-free when you're inside your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll always work with you to make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon's expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free year-round, no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.